being you, for being who you are, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Sunday. We invite you to stand up wherever you are. Declare how good he's been. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm hearing it, I'm just thinking about people who are no longer here with us. How they used to sing this song and it got them through. It made them feel the love of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
cherish the old rugged cross. Till my trophies at last I lay down, I will cling to the old rugged cross, and it changed someday for a bride. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today, hallelujah. He walks, hallelujah, with me, and talks with me alone. Life never waves. He lives. He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives. Heart, hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Some glad morning, Jesus, when this life is over, I'll fly away. Upon the celestial shore, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now let me please you. I cry. Let my heart apply. Seeking glory.
Man, you can't have a resurrection without a death. Hallelujah. Glory to His name, precious name. Singing glory to His name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, to my heart was the love of God. Yes, Lord. Singing glory. Father God, we thank you so much for this resurrection day, glory to God. We thank you for this day that we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you today that we understand that there cannot be a resurrection without there first being a crucifixion and a burying in the grave. Lord, we honor you for this season. Lord God, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise for Jesus said that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever or whoever still believe in you shall not perish but have everlasting life. Father God, we honor you for this worship experience. We honor you for all that you've allowed us to experience thus far. Father God, we thank you for your word, your liberating word that's true. We thank you that the Son said that we shall know the truth and the truth shall make us free. Father God, we thank you now that as we stand to share the word, that you have mercy upon us. Holy Spirit, we invite you now to go before the word. Quicken us in our innermost being so that we can spiritually discern and receive with meekness everything that the word is shared with us. Holy Spirit, I thank you that as I stand to be used by you, I ask you in Jesus' name to stand up in my body, to speak with my mouth, to think with my mind, to flow through me, to say and do everything that you desire to flow through me to say and do today. Father God, we thank you that no satanic hindrance shall hinder the free flow of your word in this place today. Thank you, Father God, that we are blessed. That is, we're empowered to prosper your way as we receive the word on good ground, that good ground being our hearts. Father God, we honor you today. We do decree and declare that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart are acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we do pray. And all who through their breath said, amen, amen. Thank you so much, praise team. Thank you so much, musicians. Thank you so much, ushers. Thank you so much, God's people, for being in this place today. Glory to God. The summons declare that this is the day that the Lord hath made. He said, and I agree, that we shall rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad in it. Somebody say amen. It's good to be here on this fine Resurrection Sunday morning. Amen. It's an awesome day. It's a wonderful day. I wasn't here last week. Last week this time I was in the hospital. But praise God Almighty that he saw fit to bring us out. Amen. And he brought us back here to you today, amen. So we just bless God for you. We thank God for your prayers. We thank you for Eric Scott, Minister Eric Scott, Bishop Eric Scott, for standing in my stead. I watched the broadcast. He did an awesome job, an awesome job. He taught us about the tithing and the offering, amen. And hopefully something was said that would help us in our giving as we sojourn, S-O-J-O-U-R-N, in this earth realm. A lot of the elderly people used to say we're pilgrims passing through, as we pass through this barren land. Somebody say amen. So we honor God for all of you, all of your help, all of the helps that help us to make these worship experience what they are. Amen. I see a few more folks here today. Amen. 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 So good to see you back. And I need to let everybody know who's listening by way of teleconferencing, by way of social media, that we are receiving people. Somebody say amen. We are practicing social distancing, and we are asking you that if you drop by to share with us, that you do mask until such time we deem that it's not, you know, we're following the CDC guidelines, we're listening to our governor, but sometimes we need to go beyond that and hear what the Holy Spirit says. Somebody say amen. As he give us release, we will release you, amen. I've had both of my shots, amen. So they say that today, CDC say that today, y'all better turn that time off, I ain't preaching yet, amen. Trying to run me up out of here, amen. I need some extra time anyway because I wasn't here last week. Amen. Amen. The CDC says that if you've been vaccinated or had both of your vaccinations, or if you're thoroughly vaccinated, you can congregate with your family today without wearing a mask if they've been vaccinated. Somebody say amen. So we thank God for fellowship in this house today. Give me my 45 minutes back. Don't steal from me. I wouldn't steal from you. Treat me like I treat you. Somebody say amen. So I can congregate today with my family without a mask, and I'm so sure that a lot of you can do the same. Somebody say amen. Well, good morning to Friendship. Good morning, Friendship. Ushers, you may be seated. Good morning to all of our friends in social media land. Amen. Freddie got a pep in his step this morning. Amen. Amen. All of our friends in social media land, and then we say good morning to all of those. We say good morning to all of you who are joining us by way of teleconferencing this morning. Somebody say amen. We know that this is Resurrection Day, and we understand that people are preaching, teaching about the resurrection all over the country today, amen. And I would like to follow suit, but today I'm going to talk about the resurrection, but more the emphasis will be on the resurrection of the saints than the resurrection of Christ Jesus, amen. His event has come and gone. Somebody say amen. And we thank God for that event, amen. If it were not for the shedding of blood, there would not be any remission of sin, amen. You can start my time now. I'm almost preaching, amen. If it wasn't for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we wouldn't be able to look to, somebody say look to, the resurrection of the saints, amen. So my emphasis today, as the Holy Spirit has given us a license to do so, will be on the resurrection of the saints, if you will. Somebody say amen. As a matter of fact, the subject title this morning is Looking to the Resurrection of the Saints. Amen. I guess I might need to preface this message by saying that I have a knowledge of, and I'm sure that all of you have a knowledge of, the fact that according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, that everybody won't be dead in the grave or dead and in the grave when Jesus Christ returns. There are going to be some folks that are still alive. Somebody say amen. And then folks, for those folks might be some of us. Somebody say amen. But we know not the day nor the hour that he shall return, but we know according to the scriptures that he is coming back. So we don't want you to think that we are omitting or forgetting the ones who will be alive, amen. However, those who are alive at his return will not go before, if you will, those who are sleeping in the grave, amen. The Bible said that those who are sleeping in the grave will basically have seniority over those who are living, amen. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. That shout and the last trump is an indication of the church era being over. Somebody say amen. The Bible declares that the dead in Christ shall rise first. Somebody say first. And then he includes all who shall remain, or all who do remain, shall be caught up. We'll be changed in the twinkling of an eye, and we'll meet him in the air, and we will live with him forever. Amen. So as I talk about the resurrection, or people being resurrected from the grave today, I don't want you to think that we're without the fact that everybody won't be in the grave. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Let's use for a scripture foundation this morning 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 20. We will use the New King James translation today. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse number 20, and remember the subject title is Looking to the Resurrection of the Saints. Amen. You know, when we're at the gravesite, some of the last words that we say as we deposit the body in the ground, we say, looking unto the general resurrection. Amen. Somebody say amen. So we will talk about the resurrection of the saints today. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 20 reads this day, but now, somebody say now, Christ is risen from the dead. He's already up. Somebody say amen. And has become the first fruit. Somebody say first fruits. Somebody say first fruits. First fruits indicating the beginning. Somebody say the beginning. Now what makes Christ's resurrection so miraculous, so magnificent is he got up not to ever die again. Amen. Somebody say amen. What's going to make our resurrection from the grave so magnificent, so splendid is, we're going to get up, amen, not to ever die again. Somebody say amen. Now, there will be a second death. The Scripture declares that there will be a second death, but that second death is not inclusive of the saints. Amen. The second death is prepared for the devil and his angels. Amen. The devil and his followers. Amen. So when we get up, somebody say, get up. Somebody say, in that great getting up morning. Amen. When we get up, we will never die again. Somebody say, amen. And our eternity will be with the Lord. Amen. So the scripture said, but now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruit. First fruits, to note that there will be some more fruit, if you will. Amen. He's become the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. Somebody say, fallen asleep. Somebody say, fallen asleep. Oftentimes, the Bible used in the New Testament terms as terms like falling asleep or asleep to designate or to help us to understand death for the believer. Amen. It also helps us to understand that death for the believer is not a permanent situation. The body in the grave, it's not there permanently, but it's a temporary. Somebody say temporary situation. Temporary situation, which indicates the fact that Jesus Christ will get us up. Somebody say, man, as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we need to be mindful. We need to look to, somebody say, look to the resurrection of the saints. Somebody say, man. Let's start this morning by defining the term resurrection. The term resurrection from the Greek perspective means to raise. Somebody say, to raise. Or to arouse from the dead. Amen. It almost carried the indication or the connotation of the fact that somebody's going to wake us up. Amen. In order for us to get up. Somebody say amen again. The term arouse meaning to awaken or to wake up. Somebody say wake up. The term resurrection from our American dictionary is defined as the act of rising from the dead. The act of rising from the dead and the state of those risen from the dead. Amen. So the term resurrection has to do with a standing up again or a state of being resurrected. Amen. We'll stand up again and never to lay down again. Somebody, never to lay down again. Somebody say amen. So we're talking about the resurrection of the saints. Amen. I got a series of questions I want to raise this morning. I want to answer them per the scripture. Somebody say amen. Number one, what happens with death at the resurrection? What happened with death at the resurrection? Well, I have an answer for you, amen. The scripture declares that death will be totally destroyed. Amen. For the saints, somebody said for me, at the resurrection, death will be totally destroyed. Somebody say amen. Won't be no more dying. Amen. For the saints, somebody say amen. No more dying for the saints. For the scripture declares that death will be destroyed at the resurrection. Somebody say amen. The word destroyed simply means to put an end to. It means to extinguish. Somebody say amen. It means to kill or slay. Amen. That enemy death will be just as dead as it go. Amen. And lastly, it means to be defeated completely. Amen. So at the resurrection of the saints, there will be no more death. Death will be defeated. Somebody say amen. Let's prove that from the scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse number 26. And the Bible calls in death an enemy. Somebody say an enemy. Somebody say an enemy. I hate to hear folks calling death a friend. Amen. Death is a necessary transition. Somebody say amen. But death is not the saint's friend. Why isn't death the saint's friend, Shirley? It's because death steals life. Amen. Death robs us of life, amen. And we understand that in the beginning, God created the believer, or God created mankind to live forever. Somebody say amen. But at the fall, somebody say at the fall, when Adam disobeyed the command of the Lord, death was introduced to people through Adam, if you will. Amen. So at the resurrection, somebody said at the resurrection, death will be completely destroyed. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 26 states, the last enemy, say the last enemy, the last enemy that Jesus will have to deal with, the last enemy that we will have to deal with, glory to God, will be destroyed, and that enemy is called death. He's synonymous with the thief. The thief coming not but to what? Kill, steal, and destroy, amen. So death will be totally destroyed, amen. Somebody say amen. That's shouting ground, amen. Here's the question. Here's another question. Number two, how did death enter into the world? Amen. The answer is death entered into the world through Adam. Somebody say through Adam. Or through humanity, if you will. Somebody say amen. Let's prove that. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 21. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 21. Paul writes, for since by man came what? Death. So death came how into the world? By man. Somebody say man. By man, capital M, man there being Jesus Christ, the Son of God, also came what? The resurrection of the dead. Somebody say man. Just as man introduced death, Jesus will introduce resurrection for all of the believers in Christ. Amen. Verse number 22. For as in Adam all what? In humanity all die except those who are living when Jesus comes back. Somebody say amen. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be what? Made alive. Shall be risen again. Somebody say amen. Verse number 23. But each one in his own order, Christ what? The first fruit. He had to be first. Afterward, those who are Christ or who belong to Christ at his coming. Amen. So how did death enter into the world? Death entered into the world through man or through humanity, specifically Adam. Somebody say amen. Number three, another question. What does the resurrection from the dead signify for the believer in Christ? What does the resurrection from the dead signify? Somebody say signify. Means or represents for the believer in Christ. It signifies that there is victory over death. It signifies victory. Somebody say victory. Over death. Somebody say amen. The term victory denoting success or triumph over death. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody say amen. So the resurrection from the dead for the saints mean that we have gained victory over death. That is, we'll never die again. Somebody say amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 54. I like this. Verses 54 and 55. Y'all all right? Am I moving pretty good? All right, so when this corruptible, somebody say corruptible, here's something that you need to understand about this body. This body will, it will decay. It will ruin, amen. It will decompose, amen. And I think, hallelujah, just when I think about the decomposition of the body and Jesus resurrecting the body, which means somewhere between the decomposition and the resurrection, he's going to put all that back together again. Amen. Before he changed us into the celestial bodies that we would need for heaven. Somebody say amen. So there are some believers whose bodies are rotting in the grave right now. Amen. The skin worms are eating up the skin. And I know we don't like to think this way, but that's the truth, amen. If you go out and open some of them caskets, you might not like what you see, amen. So you might ought to wait to the resurrection morning, amen, so you can shout hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody say hallelujah. Here's one that I was going to tell you later, but let me tell you now. When God resurrects the body from the grave, guess what? You're going to look like you look now. You're going to look just like you look now. Somebody say amen. You won't have no blood. that will be flesh and bone, but you will look just like you look now, which means somebody going to be able to recognize somebody or some of their loved ones when they come up from the grave. Amen. I'm going to be looking. I'm going to be looking for mama. I'm going to be looking. It's going to be a crowd of folks. I might not be able to see them, but I'm going to be looking for them because I know God raised them up just like they looked when they were living. Amen. I know that there will be a change. There will be a celestial body put on or changed from the old natural body. But I know I'll be able to tell who they are before that change takes place. Amen. I understand that in the new heaven and the new earth, I won't know nobody. Amen. But in this earth, at the resurrection, I'll be able to know you. If you go before me, Val, I'll know you when you get up, amen. If you go before me, Dad, I'll know you when you get up, baby. If you go before me, I'll know you when you get up, because I'll be recognizing you looking just like you look right now, amen. Isn't that great getting up morning? Somebody said, I knew I was going to see Mama again. Amen. So what does the resurrection mean? What does the resurrection from the dead signify for the believer? Victory, victory, victory. Go ahead and shout right there if you need to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 If you can hold down, glory to God, you'll be able to see again. Somebody say amen. What does the resurrection from the dead signify for the believer in Christ? Victory. Triumph over death. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 54. So when this corruptible, say corruptible, this body that decayed, this body that decomposed, has put on incorruptible, say incorruptible, has put on a body that doesn't decay, has put on a body that does not decompose, and this mortal, say mortal. Mortal simply means bodies that will die, amen, or that will transition into death, amen. Has put on immortality, which means we'll put on bodies that will never die anymore, amen. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is what? Swallowed up. Somebody say swallowed up. Swallowed up in victory, amen. It's gulped up, amen. You know, like you do that soda, you drink it all, amen. It will be totally, totally annihilated for the saints, amen. Death is swallowed up in victory. Verse number 55, here it is. O death, where is thy sting? O death, where is your power? Here we go. O Hades, or oh hell, where is your victory? Amen. So death will be triumphed over for the believer in Christ at the resurrection. Somebody say amen. Here's another question. Amen. Number 4. What will the decayed body look like at the resurrection from the dead? What will the decayed body look like at the resurrection of the dead? I already got ahead of myself. There are two trains of thought. Somebody say two trains of thought. One train of thought is, so we're going to go with the scripture. One train of thought is that our resurrected bodies, before they're changed, will look like Jesus' resurrected body did. Not so much as, let me put it this way. It'll be similarity as it relates to flesh and bone, not similarity as it relates to appearance. Somebody say amen. So when the resurrected body is first raised, it will be raised a body, flesh and bone. Somebody say flesh and bone. Let's prove that Jesus' body was flesh and bone. Somebody say flesh and bone. Or somebody might ask the question, let me answer it real quick. Where was his blood? What did he do with his blood? Good question. He took his blood up to heaven and spread it on the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies. Amen. So that our sins would be
clean.
Amen. Somebody say amen. So when he rose, he didn't have any blood. He only had flesh and blood, flesh and bone, if you will. Somebody say amen. Luke chapter 24, verse number 39. Behold my hands, Jesus said, my feet, that it is I myself. It's the one that you saw. It's the one that you looked at when I was walking around, amen. It's not a spirit, amen. He says, handle me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have, amen. So when he got up, he didn't have blood, but he had flesh and bone. That's why he could say, stick your hands in here where I was pierced, amen. Because there was a physical body, if you will, a physical flesh and bone body that they can hold. As a matter of fact, give me something to eat. I'll show you. I'll just eat it, amen. And it didn't jump out anyway, amen. Somebody say amen. A physical body. So one train of thought is that our bodies will be flesh and bone. Somebody say bone. Somebody say bone. Somebody say man. Paul's rendering of what the body would look like is somewhat the same, but a little bit different. Somebody say man. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Is this happening in the back? Amen. I'm doing my best to keep my feet on the ground. Somebody say amen. Because I'm looking forward to the resurrection. I'm not trying to rush my earthly life, but I got something to look forward to. Amen. Did I tell y'all this other week when my daddy, I told somebody, if I didn't tell y'all, when my daddy, on Fridays, my daddy would always promise to stop by Tortorese's store and bring us some cream-filled cookies. Well, on Fridays, we knew that, and I think I did tell y'all this, Terry was going to get a steak, I was going to get a hamburger, somebody was going to get some fish. Oh, and Bible said, I know I said it somewhere, Terry was going to get some fish, and the rest of the family was going to get what they like, amen, or liked, amen. So we knew that when Friday came, as a matter of fact, we looked forward to Friday because we knew that Daddy was going to fulfill that promise. That had a track record. Somebody said track record of fulfilling those promises. Somebody say amen. I'm looking forward to the resurrection because I know my Daddy, glory to God, my Heavenly Father has a track record, amen, for keeping His word, amen. So even though I live here, I look forward to the resurrection because I know I'm going to be changed and I'm going to live with Him forever. Amen. I'm about to run out of here, Shirley. Glory to God. I'm looking forward. Amen. To that getting up morning. Somebody say amen. The Apostle Paul writes, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number. Did I say 54? I meant 40 if I said 54. There are also celestial bodies. Say celestial bodies. Bodies are bodies that are made for the ethereal or for the heavenly realm, if you will, amen. These physical bodies, they can't stay in heaven, amen. As a matter of fact, the Bible says flesh and blood when we enter. Somebody say amen. So there's a celestial body or a body created for heaven, if you will, amen. And then there's a terrestrial body, amen. Those bodies are bodies that we live in now. They're temporary, non-permanent bodies that we live in the earth realm, amen. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. Verse number 41. There is one glory of the sun. We're building up to the point, amen. Another glory of the moon, amen. And another glory of the stars. Every one of those entities shine forth his own beauty, if you will, amen. For one star differs from another star in glory, like most of us differ from the other, amen. Verse number 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown, somebody say sown, or planted in corruption, or planted in the fact that it's subjected or will be subjected to decomposition, amen. But, or and, which one does it say? It is raised what? In incorruption. It is raised in a body where it won't corrupt again, amen. Verse number 43. Verse number 40, what's the next verse? Verse number 44? Did I already do 43? Verse 43 says, it is sown in dishonor. Or we can put it this way, it's sown in imperfection. It's sown in sickness, disease, old age, etc. Somebody say amen. It's raised in glory. Somebody say raised in glory. Glory there means dignity. Somebody say dignity. It's raised in an elevated state. In a better quality, if you will. Somebody say amen. It is sown in what? Weakness. Somebody say weakness. Old frail body. Old feeble body. That's the way it's sown, amen. It is raised how? Somebody say in power. Somebody say in power. Somebody say dunamis. Miracle working power, amen. Or miracle itself. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Verse number 44. Because I'll stay too long if I don't move on. It is sown a what? Natural body. Or a terrestrial body, if you will. Amen. It is raised what? A spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body, if you will. So I think Paul is probably looking past the initial resurrection to the transformation, if you will, or the change. Somebody say amen. But I really do believe this. If I didn't believe it, I wouldn't tell you. I believe that the body, when it's first resurrected, before it goes through the change, somebody say goes through change. Y'all know something about change, don't you? Before it goes through the change, it will be a body that will resemble who we are now. Amen. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 51, just to prove that there will be a change. Michael, if you're looking, you might be able to see your mom again. Amen. Somebody say amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 51. I don't want to talk about no sexual immorality today. Amen. That's going to be done away with. Somebody say amen. Paul said, behold, I tell you, a mystery says a mystery. It was. It was a mystery. Somebody say amen. Somebody said, the secret is out. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. But, somebody said, but. That canceled out what we just read, amen. But we shall be what? All changed. Somebody say amen. Verse number 52. When, where, how, amen. Verse 52. In a moment. In the twinkling of an eye. At the last trump. For the trump will sound and what? The dead will be raised incorruptible and we shall what? Somebody say amen. It's been a long time coming, but I know Sam could say a change is going to come. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm going to wrap up now. Question number 5. What should, we use the term should because everybody don't, amen. What should the knowledge of the resurrection from the dead do for the believer in Christ? What should that knowledge? What should the knowledge of the resurrection from the dead do for the believer in Christ? Number one, it should give us hope. Somebody say hope. It should give us hope that there is life beyond the grave. It should give us a confident expectation of life being beyond the grave. Amen. Can I put it another way? The grave ain't the end for us. Amen. Somebody say amen. The grave ain't the end. And I know that's bad grammar, but the grave ain't the end. Okay, the grave isn't the end. Somebody say amen. So number one, it should give us hope. Somebody say hope that there is life beyond the grave. Somebody say amen. Number two, it shall bring comfort. It should bring comfort to us in and at death. Amen. The resurrection. Somebody say the resurrection. The resurrection of the saints should bring us comfort in death or at death. So somebody say amen. You know, sometimes when we funeralize people, I mean, the family is oftentimes sobbing, and we understand why they're sobbing. They're sobbing because we've lost somebody we love. In a lot of cases, we've lost somebody that we've been accustomed to all of our lives. We've lost somebody who we've grown very close to, love very much. Don't want them to go nowhere. Want them to stay right here. But we shouldn't sorrow as those who have no hope, the scripture says, amen. Because we look to the day that they will be resurrected again, amen. Come on, I need to prove this real quick so we can go home. Somebody say amen. This is one of my favorite funerals, amen, of the saints, amen. Sometimes I don't know what to say at the funeral of the unsaved, amen. But I always know what to say at the funeral of the saints, amen. Because we're looking for the same thing, amen. We're looking to the same thing, amen. That's why we close looking to the general resurrection. Somebody say amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. First Thessalonians, I got to close. But I almost feel a hoop coming, amen. But I got to close. Somebody say amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse number 13. Hallelujah. Man, in that great getting up morning, fare you well. Bye, Herb. I said I wasn't going to walk down because I saw myself on the film and it looked like I'd be limping. But I don't have a limp, amen. But I said I wasn't going to walk, but I can't help it, amen. I'm going to say fare you well to this earth. This earth that is treating me well, amen. But it can't treat me as nice as Christ will in eternity, amen. I'm going to say fare you well to heartaches, glory to God. Fare you well to pain, fare you well to worldly riches, etc. Because this world can't afford me what Christ affords me, amen, in eternity. Somebody say amen. I love life here. I love fellowshipping with y'all. But one of these old days, somebody said one of these old days, my God, all of us, in that great getting up morning, hallelujah. Yeah. You know, amen. Hallelujah. Let me read before I run. First Thessalonians. And now I'm thinking about my mama. I'm sorry. And now I'm thinking about my daddy. Amen. And now I'm thinking about my brother. Amen. But I got to get back on track. I'm thinking about my mother-in-law, amen. Man. But I got to get back on track. And I don't even want to think about the separation of my wife and I for any length of time. But if you do go before me, or if I do go before you, I'm going to see you again. And perhaps before the twinkling of the eye, I might get an opportunity to get one more kiss. Amen. Just one more kiss. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul writes, but I do not want you to be ignorant. That is unlearned. Amen. Without knowledge. Somebody say without knowledge. Brethren. Sistering too. Amen. Concerning those who have fallen asleep. Lest you sorrow. Lest you grieve, lest you be sad, as others who have no hope. Amen. Somebody said we got hope. We have confident expectation that there will be a resurrection. Amen. And we got God's word on it. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. So we don't sorrow. Somebody said we don't sorrow. Well, yeah, we do grieve, but we don't sorrow like those who have no hope. Amen. Because we know, according to the scripture, that there is a resurrection day coming. Amen. Verse number 14. And you know, I'm going to ease up some of y'all sometimes and say, baby, it's all right to cry. But you ought not to be grieving like somebody who don't have no hope. Amen. Yeah, we have hope. Somebody say hope. Paul writes, but if we believe, that's it. Somebody say that's it. If we believe that Jesus died, the foundation of our faith is built on the fact that Jesus died, he was buried, and he resurrected on the third day. Somebody say amen. Do you know there was 500 witnesses who saw him resurrected? Amen. After he got up, amen. We have some witnesses. Amen. For if we believe that Jesus died and what? Rose again. Even so, God will bring, somebody say bring, he's coming after us, bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. Amen. I'll just read it all. Verse number 15. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord. Not by my thoughts, not by his thoughts, but what thus said the Lord. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord, will by no means, somebody say no means, proceed, go before those who are asleep or those who have died in the Lord. Somebody say amen. Verse number 16. For the Lord himself, he ain't sending Michael, he ain't sending Gabriel, he ain't sending no angel after us, amen, but the Lord himself, somebody said the Lord himself, those are mine, I'm going to get them, amen, they belong to me, I'm going to go get them, amen, you said I don't need you to go, I'll go, somebody say I'll go, Jesus is coming, somebody said Jesus is coming. For the Lord himself will descend, come down from heaven with a shout. Get up, saints! Get up out of the grave, saints! Glory to God, with the voice of an archangel. And with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ will do what? Rise first. Verse number 17. Then we who are alive, if we are alive, and remain, shall be caught up together with them. What them? Those who got up first. Amen. Those who precedes us. Glory to God. They preceded us in death. They'll precede us in the resurrection. Somebody say amen. Shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always. You know what always mean, don't you? What does always mean? Somebody say always. And thus we shall always be, my God, with the Lord. Here's the second part of the point. Verse number 18. Therefore do what? Somebody say comfort. Give solace to. Therefore, comfort one another. You shouldn't be waiting for me to comfort you. You ought to be able to comfort one another with this truth. Amen. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Amen. Somebody say amen. So, there's a resurrection day coming for the saints. I know we're celebrating Jesus' resurrection day today. But there's a day that we can look forward to. The resurrection day of the saints. Somebody say amen. Amen. Jesus was the first fruit. Somebody say first fruits. Which means there are going to be some other fruit. Amen. And we are counted, or we are counted with the other fruit, if you will. Somebody say amen. Somebody give him praise and glory this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we honor you so much for your resurrection. You said, Jesus, in your earthly ministry, that no man take you to a life, but that you lay it down yourself, and that you would pick it up again. Amen. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your death, for your burial. And we thank you for your resurrection. And then, Jesus, we thank you not only for your resurrection, but we also thank you for the resurrection of the saints. Well, the word of your Father teaches us, in that day, as the songs say, in that great getting up morning, that you won't send nobody else for us, but you will come get us yourself, Lord God. So we honor you, Father God. We honor you, Lord Jesus. We honor you, and we do in our minds, with our eyes, look to the resurrection of the saints. Father God, we honor you today. We trust you today. We give you praise for all things. In Jesus' name we do pray. And all who agree with that prayer said, amen, amen. Perhaps someone's watching this morning or listening to us this morning that don't know Jesus as Savior in your life, of your life, I'm sorry. Here's your opportunity to ask him into your life, amen. I need to let you know that the opportunity don't stop here, amen. As long as the earth remains, there's an opportunity for you to give your life to him. There's an opportunity for you to ask him into your life. We simply encourage you to pray these words with us. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Lord Jesus, save me. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Lord Jesus, my Savior. Lord Jesus, be my Lord. And then we encourage you as well to pray this prayer of thanksgiving after praying the prayer to invite him, or the prayer of invitation to invite him into your heart. We ask you to pray these words. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming into my heart. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins. Thank you for being my Savior. Thank you for being my Lord. Amen. And I understand that in the comment section that there's words from the scripture that says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, salvation belongs to you. Pray the prayer in faith. Make the confession in faith. And the Lord will be your Savior. If you're viewing us today, or if you're listening to us today, and you desire to give to this ministry, we call it in the body of Christ, sow seed into this ministry. We call it seed because, one, the scripture calls money seed. Number two, seed produces a harvest, amen. And this is good ground. Somebody say amen. If you desire to sow seed into this portion of God's vineyard, this portion of God's kingdom, if you will, we have at least five ways that you can give. One is by Givelify. You click on Givelify or download the app Givelify and search for Friendship CCM. Click on that and follow the promptings, and it will lead you in your giving. Amen. And then we have Cash App available. Amen. The Cash App address is $ Friendship, the F is capitalized in Friendship, CCM, amen. You can go to our website, www.friendshipccm.org, or you can access PayPal in other ways, but for the most part, you can go to our website and access the giving prompting, if you will, and you can find PayPal in the giving section on our website, amen. You can also give through Bank Bill Pay, amen. That's the same way that you pay your bills online. Somebody say amen. And then lastly, you can give through the United States Postal Service. Amen. Our mailing address is 1238 or 1238 Central Point Parkway, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215. Amen. Somebody say amen. Our Children's Church Ministry is ready, or our Children's Church ministers are ready to minister to any child who joins the Children's Church Ministry at or according to their need, if you will. Somebody say amen. The Children's Church Ministry starts at 11:30 a.m. It's by way of Zoom until such time as we come back into the sanctuary as a local body fellowship. Amen. The meeting ID is 832-3475-6582. Again, the meeting ID is 832-3475-6582. And the password is 680-632. Amen. And before I forget, let's just pray for those who are giving by way of social media. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the gifts. We thank you for the giver. We thank you that you do return to the giver according to the gift in due season. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me remind you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month. Amen. And each first Monday of the month, there's a word from the pastor's desk. Amen. You can view or hear that word by way of Facebook Live. Normally come on the air at about 9 o'clock a.m. Amen. So look forward to the word from the pastor's desk tomorrow. And lastly, Bible study is each Wednesday night at 6:45 p.m. via Facebook Live, Zoom. Zoom ID is 825-199-7060. Again, that's 825-199-7060. And the password is FCCM, all lowercase letters, 1238. Again, FCCM, all lowercase letters, 1238. And lastly, you can access Bible study by way of teleconferencing. Our teleconferencing number for right now is 1-800-697-4304. Again, that's 1-800-697-4304, and the access code is 205-261-4921. That's 205-261-4921. Amen. Well, that's all we have for you today, man. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your fellowship. Thank you for viewing us by way of Facebook Live and any other. I forgot, yeah, we do view by way of live stream through our website as well. Amen. So thank you for however you've joined us today for our Sunday morning worship experience. Amen. And we hope and pray that something was said to bless your life, to comfort you, to encourage you, to help you as you travel in this earth realm on your Christian journey. Amen. Until next week, God bless you. God keep you. God make his face to shine upon you. God give you peace. God bless you in your going out and in your coming in, both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name.